Welcome to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to Game 3 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs 2005 with the Chibolote Marines taking on the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Chibolote Marines took two in a row in Stage 1 against the Cebu Lions. And so far here in Stage 2, they're 2-4-2. Chibolote leads this series by a result of 2-0. This is a best of 5, so Chibolote only needs one more win to advance to the Japan Series. The order this evening for the Chibolote Marines is exactly the same as yesterday. Nishioka leading off at shortstop. Hori batting second at second base. Fukuda playing first base, bats third. And the clock strikes 6. So we're getting ready to play ball here. I haven't yet heard who the pitcher is for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Left-handed batter Nishioka, though, stands in. The first pitch by Arakaki is in there for a called strike one. It's Arakaki on the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The next pitch, a slider, swung on and missed. Strike two to Nishioka. Arakaki's third offering is swung on and missed. Strike three. Sunkyu Shobu by Araki. I like to see that. That's the kind of pitcher I like to see. So next up is going to be second baseman Hori. Hori is 3-14 so far here in stage 2. The first pitch is in there for a called strike 1. Arakaki on the mound, 4 straight strikes here in the top of the first inning. The second offering catches the inside corner, strike 2. How long can Araki keep this going? Arakaki was the monthly MVP for September, and the third pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. 6 pitches and 2 strikeouts for Arakaki. Before the game, the radio announcers were commenting about how the Chiba Marine lineup is very effective against pitchers who only have 2 basic pitches, like Araki. Arakaki. The first pitch to Fukuda misses for ball 1. That's the first ball thrown by Arakaki. The second offering is swung on and grounded to the left side, or right side rather. Second baseman Ina, I can't read his name right now. is up with it, throws to first for out number three, and the side is retired. So, Arakaki retires the Marines in order with two strikeouts on six pitches. Very impressive. That's a very impressive start for Arakaki. And after half an inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Chibolote Marines, Watanabe gets the start tonight. He'll be facing Kawasaki, Shibahara, and Miyagi here in the first inning. That was Inamine at second base, fielding the ball to conclude the top of the first inning. Watanabe's first pitch is in there for strike one. Watanabe, a underhanded right-handed pitcher, or kind of sidearm, but he gets right down there just centimeters above the mound. Second pitch is fouled off for strike two. Two strikes, no balls to count to Kawasaki, the Hawks shortstop. The third offering is lifted to the right side. Hori comes in and makes the catch for out number one. Hori had to come in about a meter to field the ball. A short line drive. That'll bring up center fielder Shibahara. Miyagi was to be a key batter for the Hawks. Takes first pitch for ball one. So far this series, though, he's just 1-for-5 with a sacrifice. The next pitch misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls the count to Shibahara. Miyagi batting next, of course. The third offering also misses ball three. No strikes, three balls the count. The fourth offering is down the middle, called strike one. Shibahara against Watanabe during the regular season batted .667. No home runs, no RBIs. The fifth offering is swung on and fouled off. Count goes full to Shibahara. Watanabe working his way back. after No 3. Got one out, nobody on in the bottom of the first inning. No score in this game. The next pitch is lifted to the left side. Third baseman Imaya gives chase, but the ball falls in to the stands. Count remains full to second batter Shibahara here in the bottom of the first inning. Shobu pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle and through into center field for a base hit. Shibahara gets the first base hit of the game. And that'll bring up Miyagi. Miyagi, as I mentioned earlier, is 1-for-5 with a sacrifice bunt so far this game. Sacrifices really haven't done much for the Hawks, as all of their runs have been home runs, solo home runs at that. So they've been very poor at bringing runners around. And that goes for the Cebu Lions before the Hawks in stage one. All of the Lions' runs were also on home runs. First pitch misses, ball one. Watanabe having a little control problems here tonight. Or maybe he just needs to be behind in the count. Miyagi against Watanabe during the regular season batted 368. The next pitch is grounded to the right side and weak. Hori comes up with the ball, does not have a play at second, throws to first. In time for out number two. Ground out, not a sacrifice this time. And that'll bring up designated hitter Matsunaka. Matsunaka so far this series is a big goose egg in 8 at-bats. Matsunaka during the stage 2 of the playoffs last season too only had one hit. Was it one hit? Two hits. Two hits in 5 games. He takes first pitch by Watanabe for ball one. So Matsunaka, the Triple Crown winner in 2004, Double Crown winner this year, 2005, just has not done anything in postseason. The second offering swung on a miss, strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. During the regular season against Watanabe, Matsunaka hit 400 with a whopping 6 home runs. He was the biggest nemesis for Watanabe during the regular season. The next pitch misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Matsunaka was 8-for-20 during the regular season. 6 of those 8 were home runs. The fourth offering down the middle, called strike two. 2-2 now the count. Watanabe during the regular season only gave up, 9 home runs Watanabe throws to second base, but the touch is not in time to get Shibahara, who comes back in. We've got two down, a runner at second base, bottom of the first inning, for those of you just joining us. There is no score yet here at Fukuoka this evening. The fifth offering just misses for ball three. That brings the count full to Matsunaka. The Shobu pitch misses outside, ball four. And Matsunaka is on with the base on balls. That'll bring up Zureta. Playing first base for the Hawks tonight. And batting number five. So, Watanabe in a jam. Runners at first and second, two down here in the bottom of the first inning. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off by Cabrera. Cabrera is on deck. Cabrera has two home runs in this series so far. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes, no balls. Now the count to Zureta. The third offering misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. The fourth offering in there, up in the strike zone for a called strike three. The Hawks strand runners at first and second here in the bottom of the first inning. After one complete, we still have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines and SoftBank Hawks battle it out for Game 3 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League playoffs. Should the Marines win this one, they'll go on to the Nippon Series. Sabato, Franco, and Benny, numbers 4, 5, and 6, will face Hawk ace Arakaki here in the top of the second inning. This game tied up at 0-0. Arakaki struck the first two batters out in the first inning on 6 pitches. His first pitch to Sabato here in the second misses outside for a ball one. The second offering is in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Sabato starting in center this evening. The third offering is grounded to the right side. Imamine is up with the ball, throws to first, one away. That'll bring up left fielder Franco, batting in the number 5 spot. The first pitch to Franco, a slider misses for ball one. The next offering, Franco checks his swing on the outside pitch, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The third offering is swung on and fouled off to the left side. Foul ball. The fourth offering, a slider in there for a called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch misses inside ball three. Full count now to Franco. Arakaki went right after the first two batters in the first inning. And the Shobu pitch is lifted high and to the left side of the infield. Shortstop Kawasaki is calling for it and makes a catch for out number two. That'll bring up right fielder Benny. Benny has really come through here in the playoffs, getting that important hit, driving in two runs in the first game, and one run in game two. The first pitch taken on the outside corner for a called strike one. Next offering, misses for ball one. Against Arakaki during the regular season, Benny hit 250 with no home runs. And the next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Otakaki basically throws the straight and slider. The fourth offering lifted up to the right side, but this ball goes foul into the stands. The next pitch is looking good, but called ball two. Two and two, now the count. Maybe just a little up high. And the 2-2 pitch swung on a miss, strike three. That's the third strikeout for Otakaki on the evening. And it retires the Chibolote Marines in order for the second time in two at-bats. At the end of one and a half now, we still have no score. And this offers a very good time to present the lineups. For the Chibolote Marines, Nishioka leads off playing shortstop. Hori is batting second at second base. Fukuda plays first base, batting third. Sabado bats fourth in center field. Franco bats fifth in left field. Benny bats sixth and is right field. Lee is a designated hitter, batting seventh. Imae plays third base, batting eighth. And Hashimoto is behind the plate, batting in the number nine slot. On the mound for the Chibolote Marines is Watanabe Shunsuke, the submarine thrower. For the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, who are hosting all of the games for Stage 2, it's Kawasaki batting first, playing shortstop. Shibahara bats second, playing center field. Miyagi bats third and plays right. Matsunaka is a designated hitter, batting fourth. Zureda at first base, bats fifth. Cabrera in left field, bats sixth. Third baseman Homa, bats seventh. Second baseman Inamine. I'm going to have a real hard time with that name all night. Inamine plays second base and bats eighth. And finally, Matoba is behind the plate, batting ninth. On the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks is Otakaki. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks this inning will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup. Cabrera, Homa, and Inamine. Watanabe finishes up his warm-up pitches, and Cabrera stands in. The first pitch is a strike, and the second pitch is fouled off, strike two. Watanabe quickly has two strikes on leadoff batter for the bottom of the second inning, Cabrera. Cabrera has a home run in both the first and second game. The third offering swung on and fouled off back to the backstop. Two strikes, no balls remains the count to Cabrera, leading off the bottom of the second inning. The fourth pitch is gently lifted to center field, where Sabato comes in and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up third baseman Homma. And Homma is swinging at the first pitch, but fouling it off for strike one. The second offering misses down low for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third pitch also misses. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. Homma during the regular season batted .385 against Watanabe. The fourth offering is grounded on two bounds to Hori at second base. He's up with the ball. Throws to first. In time for out number two. That'll bring up Inamine, the second baseman for the Hawks, batting in the number eight slot. The first pitch, a curveball in there for a called strike one. This is Inamine's first at-bat in this series. The second offering, called strike two. So Watanabe has two quick strikes on Inamine. The third pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Torigoe has started at second base in the previous two games. Omichi had come in to replace him in game one and stayed in at second. The fourth offering swung on and fouled. Count remains two strikes, no balls to Inamine. The next pitch is pulled through the right side of the infield and into right field for a base hit. That's the second base hit by the Hawks this game. So the Hawks get a two-out runner on board, and that brings up catcher Matoba. The Hawks had a one-out base hit by Shibahara, then a two-out base on balls to Matsunaka in the first inning. Both runners stranded. The first pitch to Matoba misses for ball one. No strikes, one ball the count. The second pitch is in there for strike one. 1-1 now the count. With the runner going, Mataba fouls the next pitch off. So Inamine will have to return to first base. This was probably Inamine trying for a steal completely on his own, not a sign play. The fourth pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. And that retires the side. So the Hawks get another hit and a base runner, but still come up scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning. After two complete, we are still scoreless. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Arakaki has been perfect through two against the Marines. Chiba will send up numbers 7, 8, 9 here in the third inning. Lee, Imae, and Hashimoto. So far, the Marines are hitless. To the Hawks, two hits, but the Hawks have stranded all three runners to reach base. One on a base on balls. The first pitch to Lee misses for ball one. No strikes, one ball the count. The second offering, slider misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls, now the count. Lee hit 56 home runs in Korea in 2003 before coming over to Chiba in 2004, where he was a bit of a disappointment there his first year, but he's really settled in and risen his average and home run count in 2005. After one strike, Lee lifts the next pitch into shallow center field. The center fielder comes in on the run, and the ball bounces in fair. Lee singles to center to break up the perfect game, if you can call it perfect after three or after two. So the leadoff runner is on board for the Chiba Lotte Marines. That'll bring up third baseman Imae. Thank you. There's a throw over to first base. Lee back in. Imaya is batting 286 in the series. He was 1-for-3 in game 2. The first pitch to Imaya misses for ball 1. And there's a throw over to first base again. Lee is back. Valentine Kontuka may very well have a play going on here. No strikes, one ball, the count to Imae. The second offering in the dirt, blocked well by Matoba. Taken for ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls the count. And this is a count that Valentine may well have something going. No strikes, 2 balls. The third offering with Lee on the run is fouled off. So yes, the hit and run was on. Next pitch misses for ball 3. No, 1 strike, 3 balls the count. No out, runner at first base, top of the third inning. And the next pitch is lined to the left center gap. That ball bounces in there fair. Lee kicks second, heads into third base. Imaya holds up at first with a single. That puts runners at the corners with nobody out here in the top of the third inning. And catcher Hashimoto is coming up, batting number 9 in the batting order. Lotte, back-to-back hits, leading off the third inning against Arakaki. And the Marines all season long have been good at getting that one big inning. They've done it throughout the playoffs, all 4 games. They've had one key inning where they got essentially 3 hits and the number of runs that they needed. The first pitch to Hashimoto misses for ball 1. No strikes, 1 ball the count. Arakaki, after such a beautiful start of the game, striking out Nishioka and Hori back-to-back on three pitches each. He's been throwing an awful lot of balls in the second and now third innings. Getting behind the count against the runners. The second offering is swung on and lifted to the left side, but this ball goes foul into the stands. 1-1 now the count to Hashimoto. Hashimoto yesterday struck out twice and grounded into a double play. And Satozaki was the catcher in game one. The third offering is grounded to the right side. They're going to go for the double play. To short for one. Back to first. In time. But Lee comes across the plate from third to put the Chibolote Marines on top by a score of 1-0. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Playing short for the Chibolote Marines. Nishioka batted in the number 9 slot in game 1. Not exactly sure why that was. Nishioka shows bunt, takes the pitch for ball one. We've got two down, nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning, but the Chibolote Marines strike first, scoring one on two hits and a double play ball. The second offering is in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. Nishioka struck out on three pitches his first at bat. Nishioka batted 200 against Arakaki during the regular season. And he takes the next pitch to center field. Base hit. And if I'm hearing this right, Matova did not ground into a double play. Imae was safe at second base. Well, this is news to me. Imae was safe at second base when Hashimoto grounded the ball to the right side. And Imaya goes to third base now on Nishioka's single to center, putting runners at the corners again. A throw over to first, Nishioka back in. Nishioka was the stolen base king of the Pacific League this season. Now I've got a lot of fixing of my scorecard to do. And another throw over to first base. Nishioka in there, safe. Okay, I think I have my scorecard all fixed up. We've got runners at the corners with just one out here in the bottom of the third inning. I apologize for the confusion. Nishioka's single to center was the third hit by the Marines this inning. And the first pitch to Horty is lined right at the third baseman. Homma has the ball. Nishioka and Imae are back. So now we have two down with runners at the corners. And first baseman Fukuda coming up to the plate. The first pitch to Fukuda is in there for a called strike one. A throw over to first base again. And Nishioka back. Fukuda in the left-handed batter's box. And the second pitch is through the right side. Base hit. Imae scores from third base. The fourth single by the Marines this inning. And the Marines take a 2-0 lead. Jubilote Marines come up with four hits and two runs here this inning. Next up is Sabado, and he takes slider in there for a called strike one. Nishioka only went as far as second on the base hit to right. The second offering to Sabado by Arakaki misses for ball one. 1-1 now the count. The third offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Sabado. And a throw over to second base. Nishioka just in. It's starting to look like Nishioka is really thinking of swiping third against Matoba. The Arakaki Matoba battery. The next pitch fouled off to the third base side. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball to Sabado. The next pitch looks like it's going just over second baseman Inamine's head. He fields the ball. I'm not sure if it's a fly out or if he throws to second base, but that's the third out of the inning. The Chibolote Marines are retired here in the third. But not before they score 2 runs on 4 hits. Going to the bottom of the third inning, the Chibolote Marines take a 2-0 lead. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. And Kawasaki swings and fouls off the first pitch of the bottom of the third inning by Watanabe. The Chibolote Marines have just taken a 2-0 lead in the top of the third. The second offering to Kawasaki misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Kawasaki in his first at-bat flew out to the second baseman. And here he lifts the ball to center field. Sabado takes a couple steps back and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up center fielder Shibahara. Shibahara singled to center his first at-bat. There at the end of the third inning, Sabado did fly out to the second baseman. Inamine went back and just managed to catch the ball and hold on to it. The first pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Watanabe, a sidearm underhand thrower, getting way down close to the dirt. And the second offering is hit back up the middle, past second base bag, and into center field. Shibahara is 2 for 2. A pair of base hits up the middle. That's the third hit for the Hawks this evening. That'll bring up Miyagi. The clock strikes 7 o'clock. We've been going at it for 1 hour. We're in the bottom of the third inning. The Chibolote Marines lead by a score of 2-0. The first pitch to Miyagi is taken for a called strike one. Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks batting in the bottom of the third inning. Runner at first base, one out. Miyagi at the plate. Watanabe's second offering in there for a called strike two. A big handicap that the Hawks have faced throughout this series is a lack of base runners. The third pitch misses for ball one. 2 strikes, 1 ball the count. For example, the Hawks only stranded 3 base runners in game one, and they stranded only 2 in game two. They just haven't had the base runners to drive in. Fourth offering misses for ball two. 2-2 now the count. When Lotte gets base runners, they put together a few hits. Make those base runners count. The Hawks, though, they've had a really hard time doing it. The 2-2 pitch fouled off. Count remains 2-2 to Miyagi. The sixth offering is lifted to straightaway center. Sabato comes in, makes the catch for out number two. Shibahara retreats to first base. And that'll bring up designated hitter Matsunaka. Matsunaka drew a base on balls his first at bat tonight. Otherwise, he's been 0-4-8 this series. And he only had, I believe, 2 hits in stage 2 of the Pacific League playoffs in 2004. The first pitch to Matsunaka misses for ball one. On the bright side for the Hawks, though, Matsunaka hit 400, 8 for 20 against Watanabe during the season, with 6 of those 8 hits being home runs. The next pitch, a changeup called strike one. 1-1 now the count. Miyagi The third offering misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Watanabe pitching very delicately to Matsunaka, who, as I just mentioned, really hit Watanabe hard during the regular season. The next pitch in there for a called strike two. 2-2 now the count. I read an interview with Watanabe in Shukan Baseball a week or so ago, and Watanabe essentially rolled his eyes when Matsunaka was mentioned. The next pitch in there for a called, or for ball three. Missed, sorry. Ball three. Full count to Matsunaka. Matsunaka drew a base on balls on full count his first at bat. The Shoba pitch is swung on and fouled off by Matsunaka. Count remains full. The seventh offering is a high bounder to first base. Fukuda plays the ball, tosses to the covering Watanabe for out number three. Matsunaka now 0-9 during this series. And the Hawks are down in the third. So the Hawks get another base runner on another hit, but strand their fourth base runner of the game. At the end of three complete now, the Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines send up Franco, Benny, and Lee, the Gai Kokujin triplets? Trio, that's the word I'm looking for. Franco, his first at bat, popped out too short. Arakaki's first pitch to Franco misses for ball one. No strike, one ball's the count. The second offering pulled up the first base line, but foul. The next offering, slider misses for ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. The fourth pitch catches the inside part of the plate for strike two. Two and two, now the count. And the fifth pitch is pulled through the right side of the infield and into right field for a base hit. The leadoff runner is on for Chiba here in the top of the fourth inning. And that'll bring up right fielder Benny, batting number six in the order. That was the Marines' fifth hit of the evening. The first pitch to Benny is fouled off and out of play to the right side. Runner at first base, nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. The second offering to Benny misses low and away for ball one. One and one now the count. The third offering to Benny is swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Arakaki was pitching a pretty quick game up until he ran into trouble in the third. Now there seems to be a great deal more time in between pitches. The fourth offering misses down low, ball two, two and two, the count. Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Franco is on first base, leading off the inning with a single. Benny works the count to 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch called, strike three. Benny goes down looking. That'll bring up designated hitter Lee Sonyop, batting number seven in the order. Lee led off the third inning with a base hit to single. And that got everything going for Lotte, as they scored two on four hits. The first pitch to Lee misses for ball one. Lee against Arakaki during this regular season batted 250. A changeup to Lee, swung on and missed, strike one. One and one now the count. The third offering to Lee. Taken for ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. The fourth pitch is swung on and hit to the right side, but foul. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled back. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Inside, but swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the fifth strikeout by Arakaki this evening. And the second out of the fourth. So Franco led off the inning with a base hit to right. But Benny and Lee have struck out consecutively. Four outs, 1-2. The first pitch to Arakaki. Is a slider missing for ball one. Imai, his first at bat, single to left. Bringing Lee around to third from first. Next pitch in there for strike one. 1-1 the count. The next pitch is hit deep to left field. Left fielder going back. Cabrera stops and makes the catch for out number three. So Imaya gives the ball a ride to left field, but comes up short of the wall. The Marines get a leadoff single by Franco here in the top of the fourth inning, but come up empty. At the end of 3.5, they continue to lead by a score of 2-0.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome, where the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks are hosting Stage 2 of the Pacific League playoffs. Hosting or not, they're looking like they're in trouble. They trail here in Game 3 by a score of 2-0, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lotte has already won the first two. A win here by the Marines will send the Marines to the Nippon Series. The first pitch to Zuleta, leading off the bottom of the fourth inning, misses for ball one. Zuleta struck out looking his first at bat, stranding two runners. And the second pitch is lined deep to right center. Left center fielder comes over. They look up. The ball hits off the top of the wall. Zuleta rounds first, heads into second. The throw just misses him. Zuleta safe at second base with a double off the top of the right center wall. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks get a runner in scoring position right off the bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that'll bring up left fielder Cabrera. Cabrera, with only 8 home runs during the regular season, has 2 home runs, 1 in each game, here against the Marines in the playoffs. Cabrera flew out to center his first at-bat. Nobody out, runner at second base. The first pitch catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. That was the fourth hit for the Hawks this evening. The leadoff double by Zuleta. The next pitch is lifted to the right side. Fukuda looking at the ball. Second baseman Hori also calling for the ball, and it's Hori who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up third baseman Homma with a runner at second base and one out now. In news, yesterday the Central League finally finished up all of their games. First pitch to Homa is in there for strike one. The standings were decided a couple days ago. The next pitch is to the right of shortstop and through into left field for a base hit. Zuleta holds at third base on the single to left by Homa. The Hawks are in scoring position. Runners at the corners, one out. This is the biggest chance the Hawks have had. Looking back through my score sheets, this is the first time that the Hawks have had a runner as far as third base who hadn't hit a home run. The The first pitch to Inamine is fouled off. Strike one. The Hawks have had a number of runners reach second base, but this is the first one to be standing on third in these three games. Left-handed batter Inamine lifts the ball to the third base side. Imae comes over and next to the fence, but the ball goes foul, out of play. Two strikes, no balls, the count to Inamine. The third pitch is swung on and fouled off. This one going into the stands. Count remains two strikes, no balls. The Yokohama Bay Stars yesterday were playing for breaking the 500 wall barrier. And they didn't do it. As the Yakult Swallows defeated them by a score of 2-5. Next pitch misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball to Inamine. So the Bay Stars finish one game under 500. 69 wins, 70 losses, and 7 ties. The next pitch is lifted to the left side. This one looks like it might stay in there. Third baseman and catcher come over in foul territory. And it's Imae making the catch. So Inamine fouls out to the left side for out number two. Runners remain at first and second, two down now, and catcher Matoba coming up to bat. Matoba drove in a run. In game two, takes first pitch with strike one. Oh, they did get a run without a home run. Gee, I'd forgotten all about that. The first pitch was a ball. This pitch is a strike, evening the count at 1-1. So this is the second time the Hawks have had a runner as far as third base. And they did manage to score him last time. So they do have one timely hit in the two games. Next pitch misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The fourth pitch, a slow curveball, swung on a miss, strike two. Two and two now, the count to Matoba with runners at first and third and two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Hawks trailing by a score of 2-0. Mataba lifts the ball deep to right field. Benny goes back, and makes the catch for out number three. So Mataba, with runners at the corners, flies out to right to end the rally. The Hawks come up empty again here in the fourth inning. On the bright side, they are getting base runners, something they haven't been doing the last couple of games. So either way you look at it, things are looking better for the Hawks here in this game, although they continue to trail by a score of 2-0 after four. Welcome back to ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fifth inning here at Fukuoka Dome. Chibolote Marines versus the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Marines will be sending up number 9, Hashimoto. Then back to the top in Nishioka and Hori to face Hawk ace Arakaki. With the final game, Central League game, in the books yesterday, we've got the various title holders decided. The first pitch to Hashimoto by Arakaki is in there for strike one. Yakult's Aoki. Next pitch is slider in there for strike two. Two strikes, no balls. Yakult's Aoki is leading hitter in the Central League, batting .344 with 202 hits. The next pitch is lifted to the left side. Third baseman Homma calls for the ball and takes it in for out number one. That'll bring up shortstop Nishioka. Top of the Marine batting order. Also in the game yesterday between the Yokohama Bay Stars and Yakult Swallows, Kadokuda threw 3 1/3 innings, striking out three. Those three strikeouts put him even with Miura at 177. I believe I reported a couple days ago that it was Kadokuda that reached 177. It was Miura that evening. The 1-1 pitch to Nishioka is in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Miura for Yokohama taking the pitching title with a 2.52 ERA. The fourth offering, grounded to the right side. Hori up with the ball, throws to first in time. Two away. That's not Hori at second. That's Inamine at second. Hori is coming up next. But first, Valentine Kantoku is coming out to have a word with Hori. Hody so far has struck out swinging and lined out to third base. Valentine shares some advice with Hody before he comes up to bat with two down and nobody on here in the top of the fifth inning. We'll see if it pays off. First pitch to Hody. Hody's taking for a called strike one. The second pitch is grounded hard to the left side. Homa up with the ball on two bounds, throws to first in time, three away. So Arakaki back to his perfect form, retires the Marines in order for the third time tonight. And going to the bottom of the fifth inning, the Marines continue to lead by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Game 3 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs at Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Hawks will be sending up the numbers 1, 2, and 3 batters for the third time tonight. These batters started off the first, third, and now fifth innings. Kawasaki, so far, has grounded out to third. No, grounded out to second, flown out to center. And now, on the second pitch, he grounds out to first. One quick out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up center fielder Shibahara. Shibahara has a pair of singles so far. Both grounders up the middle. Watanabe has allowed base runners every inning so far. The first pitch to Shibahara misses for ball one. But Watanabe's managed to hold the Hawks at bay. Next pitch in there for strike one. 1-1 now the count. The Marines really only had that one inning, the third inning, where they put together four hits, scoring two. The third offering misses for ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count to Shibahara. The next pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike two. 2-2 pitch is lifted to the left side, going close to the cameraman's seats. But Imae is there to make the catch in foul territory for out number two. So Watanabe finally retires Shibahara. Next up is right fielder Miyagi. Miyagi so far has grounded out to second and flown out to center. The first pitch is in there on the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. The second offering fouled off. Two quick strikes on Miyagi. Watanabe settling down here in the fifth inning. Coming on strong. The third offering misses inside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. And the fourth offering also misses inside, ball two, 2-2. To Miyagi. The next pitch, a weak line drive, but right to Fukuda at first base. And the Hawks go down in order for the first time tonight. At the end of five now, the Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Game 3 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League playoffs. The Marines will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5, Fukuda, Sabato, and Franco to face starting pitcher Arakaki. There's a report coming in from Chiba Marine Stadium saying that they are full, and the voltage of the fans there is very high. Fukuda takes the second pitch to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, and a great play to field it next to the second base canvas. Throws the first in time for out number one. So Fukuda is out. That'll bring up center fielder Sabato. The first pitch grounded to second base. Inamine up with the ball. Throws to first, and two quick outs here in the sixth inning. The Chibolote Marines apparently have 260 bottles of champagne ready for their championship. Arakaki has thrown 75 pitches so far this game. The first pitch to Franco misses for ball one. The second offering, Franco fails to hold up. Strike one, 1-1 now the count. The third offering by Arakaki misses for ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. The fourth offering misses for ball three. One strike, three balls, the count now. Franco so far today has popped out to short and singled through the right side. The next pitch, slider in there for a called strike two, bringing the count full. Franco yesterday hit a big two-run double to the left center field gap. And the Shoba pitch grounded to the right side. Inamine up with the ball. And he's taken care of all three batters this inning. Three up, three grounders to second base. Arakaki has settled down here, retiring the Marines in order, two innings in a row, four innings overall tonight. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Chibolote Marines, though, continue to lead by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hawks trailing this one by a score of 2-0. The Marines scored 2 runs on 4 hits in the third inning and a ground out. They have 5 hits overall in the game compared to the Hawks' 5 hits, but no runs. The first pitch by Watanabe to designated hitter Matsunaka is fouled off for strike one. And his next offering is in there for a called strike two. Matsunaka quickly in the hole. Matsunaka has reached base on a base on balls, his first at bat, and grounded out to first, his second. The third offering misses for ball one. 2 strikes, 1 ball the count. Watanabe had a little bit of control problems early in the game, but has really settled down. Only given up that 1 walk to Matsunaka in the first. Next pitch fouled off by Matsunaka. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. Matsunaka 0-for-9 so far in this series. Really a rally stopper for the Hawks. The next offering taken for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Matsunaka really helped carry the team during the regular season, finishing as the RBI and home run king in the Pacific League. And the 2-2 pitch. Watch that and called strike three. Matsunaka watches strike three go by. That's Watanabe's third strikeout on the evening. Bringing Matsunaka up to 0-for-10 here in Stage 2. That'll bring up Zureta. He swings and misses at the first pitch up high by Watanabe for strike one. The next pitch is grounded right at Imaya at third base, who's up with the ball, throws to first, and we have 2 quick outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Those of you just joining us, the Chibolote Marines scored 2 runs in the third inning. Lee and Imaya led off the inning with singles. Hashimoto then grounded out to second, Lee scoring from third on the play. Nishioka followed that with a single, and Imae was brought around when Fukuda singled to right. Marines making the most of their 5 hits. That's 4 of their 5 hits. Cabrera takes the first pitch for strike one. Cabrera fouls the next pitch off along the third baseline. two quick strikes on Cabrera. Cabrera so far tonight has flown out to center and flown out to second. The third offering, a changeup taken for ball one. Watanabe has not challenged any batters on two strikes, no balls tonight, much to my regret. Arakaki has been much more impressive in that regard. Cabrera fouls the next pitch back. Count remains two strikes, one ball. The next pitch is swung on and pulled foul. Cabrera protecting the plate with two strikes, one ball the count. The next pitch is swung on and grounded through past the second baseman and into right field. Base hit. That's the sixth hit for the Hawks on the night. Hawks now out hitting the Marines 6-5, but trailing by a score of 2-0. Homa up, and he's swinging at the first pitch and lifts it to the left side. Nishioka calls for the ball and pulls it in for out number three. So the Hawks get a two-out base runner, but still come up empty at the end of six complete. The Marines continue to lead by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The clock is just striking 8 o'clock p.m. here at Japan Standard Time. We're 2 hours into this game and going to the top of the seventh inning. The Marines' Lucky Seven will see Benny, Lee, and Imae. Benny so far today has struck out twice. And he takes the first pitch from Arakaki here for ball one. Benny batting number six in the lineup. The second offering by Arakaki misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. The third offering swung on and fouled off by Benny. One strike, two balls now the count. The fourth pitch is swung on and grounded through the right side and into right field for a base hit. This is the sixth hit for the Marines today. And that'll bring up designated hitter Lee Sonyop. Lee singled his first at-bat, coming around to score. And he struck out swinging. Arakaki's first pitch to Lee. Slider in there for a called strike one. The second offering to Lee misses for ball one. 1-1 now the count. Along with the end of the season for the Central League, is an announcement of the total attendance. Naturally, total attendance is down from last year, but not because it is actually down, but because up until last year, it was all estimated attendance. Next pitch is fouled off. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Lee. So, since each team always overestimated their attendance, since doing the actual attendance this year, it's only natural that the attendance is going to be down. Interestingly, though, the next pitch to Lee is called strike three. Lee goes down looking for out number one here in the top of the seventh inning. That'll bring up third baseman Imae. I'm trying to blend him with Inamine. I knew Inamine was going to cause me trouble tonight. Anyway, interestingly enough, in the Central League, Hiroshima is actually up 6.5% in attendance over last year, even with estimating the attendance for years. So that suggests that they actually did have better attendance. The first pitch to Imae is taken for ball one. The other five teams are all way down. Hanshin down 11%. Giants down 22%. Of course, the Giants have announced 55,000 people at Fukuoka Dome for the last How many years is it now? 16 years? So, an actual 40,029 people on average to Fukuoka Dome is down 22%. Chunichi is down just 2%, so that really suggests that they had more attendance than last year. Although officially it's down by 2%. With Benny on the run, Imae grounds to the left side, and still Kawasaki is able to toss the second for one. The relay to first is in time, and the side is retired. So the Marines get a base runner, but nothing to show for it, as Imaya grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. Going to the bottom of the seventh inning, the Hawks' lucky seven. The Marines continue to lead by a score of 2-0. Continuing with the attendance, though, Yakult down 22.4%. Hiroshima up 6.5%. And since they were estimating up until last year, I'd say that they're actually up by a great deal more than that. And finally, Yokohama down 34.9%. Not able to break the 500 barrier. Really hurt them. Also finishing in fifth place in batting. Yokohama really hadn't had anything much to watch in terms of offense, despite having the second best pitching staff in the Central League. For batting, Yakult had the best batting average, batting .276. Hiroshima was just behind them, .275, and Hanshin, .274. Chunichi finished with a .269 batting average, Yokohama .265, and the Giants in last place with a .260 batting average. For pitching, Hanshin finished in first with a 3.24 ERA. Yokohama was just behind them with a 3.68 ERA. Yakult, 4.0 even. Chunichi, 4.13. And then Hiroshima and the Giants had to go 5 decimal places. Hiroshima, 4.79844, and the Giants, 4.79846. So the Giants combined the worst batting average and the worst pitching in the Central League to finish in fifth place. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, it's going to be numbers 8, 9, and 1. Inamine, Matoba, and Kawasaki. Watanabe on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. Has given up 6 hits so far and 1 base on balls, but have held the Hawks scoreless so far. Inamine lifts the first pitch to left field. Left fielder Franco is there to make the catch for out number one. So we have one pitch and one out here in the seventh inning. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for Matoba. Omura is coming in to pinch hit for catcher Matoba. And he fouls the first pitch off. for strike one. Those of you concerned about Kiyohara next season, next pitch fouled off, two strikes, no balls. He'll continue to talk with Oryx after the Japan series is over, but that looks like the most likely destination for the former Lions and Giants slugger. Omuna takes next pitch for ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next pitch fouled off. Count remains two strikes, one ball to pinch hitter Omuda with one out and nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Hawks trailing by a score of 2-0. The next pitch swung on a miss, strike three. That's strikeout number four for Watanabe this evening, and we'll go back to the top of the order in Kawasaki. Kawasaki has flown out to second, flown out to center, and grounded out to first so far this evening. This is his fourth at bat. The first pitch, a changeup, taken for ball one. The second offering also misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls the count to Kawasaki. Watanabe has only retired the side in order one time so far tonight. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. One strike, two balls now the count. The Hawks have six hits so far, as do the Marines. But the Marines have cashed in on a couple of those hits and lead by a score of 2-0. The next offering misses inside ball three. One strike, three balls to Kawasaki. Watanabe has walked one so far, that being Matsunaka in the first inning. Arakaki has not given up a base on balls. The fifth pitch inside but swung on and fouled off, bringing the count full. Two strikes, three balls to Kawasaki. The Shoba pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes, three balls. The next pitch is swung on and pulled up the line, and it's cutting foul. Count remains 2 strikes, 3 balls. Ball cutting just centimeters foul of an extra base hit. The next pitch is grounded up the middle and over the pitcher. Base hit to center field. Kawasaki has himself a base hit. The 7th hit for the Hawks tonight. And Watanabe fails again to retire the side in order. That'll bring up Shibahata. Shibahata is 2 for 3 tonight. 2 singles up the middle and a foul out. Shibahata takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Runner at first base, 2 down for the Hawks. Here in their turn at the lucky 7. The second offering misses for ball one. Kawasaki faking a start. Maybe trying to get Watanabe's timing. The third offering just misses. Ball two. 1 strike, 2 balls. Now the count. With the runner running, Shibahata lies the ball to right field, and the ball is cutting foul. It looks like Kawasaki has figured out Watanabe's timing. He was on the run there, but Shibahata just slices the ball foul. Evening the count at 2-2. Home plate is a long way away for the Hawks. A throw over to first base, and Kawasaki is back in there. Two and two the count. And the next pitch catches the corner for a called strike three. That kills the Hawks in the 7th. So the Hawks get another base runner and strand him. That's the 8th runner left on base this game by the Hawks, surpassing the first 2 games put together, where they stranded 3 and 2 respectively. So the Hawks have not been wanting of a chance, but come up empty here in the 7th After seven complete, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. We return to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines will be batting here in the top of the eighth inning, sending up numbers 9, 1, and 2, Hashimoto, Nishioka, and Hori. Arakaki still on the mound for the Hawks, and Hashimoto fouls his first offering of the eighth inning off into the stands. One quick strike on the Marine catcher. The second offering misses for ball one. 1-1 now the count. Arakaki's third offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball now the count. And the next pitch is swung on a miss but dropped by the catcher. Hashimoto runs to first, but the throw is there in time, so it's a K-2-3 for Hashimoto, and he's the first out of the inning. Stealing first on a strikeout is called a furinige in Japanese, and watching my son's game earlier today, one of the players had a furinige running home run. The throw to first went all the way into right field, and the kid ran all the way around the bases. And they're just, it was just first to third graders playing that game. But that was fun. Back to Fukuoka Dome, though. Arakaki throws first pitch to Nishioka in there for a called strike one. The next pitch is lined into right field, base hit. That's the seventh hit for the Marines tonight. With a runner at first and one out, that'll bring up Hori. For SoftBank, Omura had pinch hit for catcher Matoba, and he stays in the game in center field. Number two batting Shibahara becomes catcher Taguchi. The first pitch to Hori misses for ball one. Hori, a very utility-type player. Can bunt, can hit and run, can do whatever Valentine Kantoku wants him to do. versatile player. That's the word I'm looking for. Please excuse my English. There's a throw over to first base, and Nishioka is back in there. Safe. Nishioka, the stolen base king in the Pacific League. 41 stolen bases. In the Central League, though, it was 60 for Akahoshi. The next pitch to Horty is fouled off. Just fell off the left side. Sorry, did I say 23? I meant 41 stolen bases by Nishioka. He also led the Pacific League in triples with 11. Arakaki Taguchi battery for the Hawks now. After Mataba was pinch hit for last inning. And Arakaki decides not to pitch. The third pitch with Nishioka running. Horty takes a pitch for a called strike two, and Nishioka is in there with a stolen base. Safe at second base. Nishioka got a good start off of Arakaki, stealing second base. So we now have a runner at second base, one out, and Horty at the plate. The next pitch, Horty checks his swing, the appeal, and yes, he held. 2-2 now the count. And Horty holds up again, taking ball three. Two strikes, three balls now the count as Horty works the count full. Two strikes, three balls to count to Horty. Runner at second base, one out. Here in the eighth inning, and the Shoma pitch misses for ball four. That's the first base on balls issued by Arakaki. And it's going to be his last as Okantoku comes out. Mise is coming in to replace Arakaki on the mound. I don't have his pitch counts, but I can say that Arakaki has struck out five. Wait. Make that six. Arakaki struck out six through 7 2/3 innings, giving up 7 hits and 1 base on balls so far. 2 runs are in, and 2 runners are his responsibility. As Mise comes in to pitch. That's 7 1/3 innings. Arakaki has been very impressive tonight. But the Marine Gun offense can kick in any time. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, or top of the eighth inning. Mise coming in to pitch for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks with one out and runners at first and second. Arakaki pitched well. The Marines just scoring 2 on a 4-hit third inning. That's where they got 4 of their 7 hits so far. 1 hit so far this inning and a base on balls has been the end of Arakaki. First batter Mise will face is Fukuda, and he steps in now. Fukuda takes the first pitch from Mise up the first baseline and into the corner. That's going to be for extra bases. Nishioka Raz third comes home. And Hori rounds second, rounds third. Home in. 2 runs. Fukuda rounds second and coming into third. The touch is out of there! Fukuda, a double out, trying to stretch it into a triple. But 2 runs batted in. Mise does not get the job done, does not get the Hawks out of this jam. With 1 pitch, the Marines double their score and now lead by a score of 4-0. The first pitch to Sabado is in there for a called strike 1. And Sabado swings and misses the second pitch. 2 quick strikes on Sabado. So that finishes out the line on Arakaki. Arakaki gave up 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 7 hits, no errors, and 1 base on balls. The third pitch by Mise misses for ball 1, 2 strikes, 1 ball. In 7 1/3 innings thrown by Arakaki. Garth offering misses for ball two. 2-2 now the count. Fukuda has driven in three of the four Marine runs tonight. A base hit to right in the third inning. Drove in the Marine's second run. And the next pitch misses for ball three. So after getting two quick strikes on Sabado, Mise misses with three in a row to bring the count full. And the next pitch is lined to right field. It's a good run for Miyagi, but he's there and makes the catch for out number three. But not before the Marines add two more runs on Fukuda's double to right. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Marines now lead by a score of 4-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Hawks will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5. Miyagi, Matsunaka, and Zudeta. And we have a pitching change for the Chibolote Marines. I'll relay that on to you when I get it. But my guess would be Yabuta. The Chibolote Marines with one out, a single by Nishioka, walked by Hori. And Fukuda doubles to right field, trying to stretch it into a triple. He's thrown out at third, but not before two runs cross the plate. The Marines have really made the most of their eight hits. Four runs on eight hits, no errors for the Marines. They've stranded three. The Hawks, though, no runs on seven hits, no errors, and they've stranded eight. The Hawks have had their chances, but they just haven't been able to get that one last hit. Yes, it is Yabuta coming in to pitch. The eighth inning. So Watanabe throws seven complete. The first pitch by Yabuta to Miyagi misses for ball one. Watanabe pitches seven complete innings. Struck out four. Allowed seven hits and walked one. Miyagi lifts the next pitch to left field. The left fielder is there for out number one. I don't say Franco because I believe Franco has just moved to first base. The Chivalote Marines this inning have moved a lot of players around the field. I heard Sabato being moved to right field on the PA system. And Matsunaka drills the first pitch to the left center gap, but both the left fielder and center fielder are there, and the catch is made for out number two. So Yabuta throws three pitches and has two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That's 0-for-11 for Matsunaka through stage two this season. Zureta up next. Takes first pitch for strike one. Zureta has struck out looking, doubled to right, and grounded out to third so far tonight. The second pitch is lined to left field, and it's Benny in left now. Benny moved from right field to left field, and he makes a catch for out number three. So, three flyouts to left. And the side is retired in order. This is only the second time the Hawks have gone down in order tonight. Yabuta perfect in the eighth. We'll see what Kobayashi Masahide most likely in the ninth to close this game. And going to the ninth inning, the Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 4-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome, where we've got Game 3 of Stage 2 going on. The Chivalote Marines lead this one now by a score of 4-0, going to the ninth inning. Franco, Benny, and Lee, the Gaikokujin trio for the Marines, will be batting here in the ninth. The Marines going for a sweep here at Fukuoka Dome. The first pitch of Franco is lined up the first base line, but foul. Strike one to Franco here in the top of the ninth inning. Fukuoka Dome is somewhat quiet, yet the fans have not started leaving yet. They believe. Next pitch, grounded to Zudeta at first base, who takes it to the bag himself for out number one. That'll bring up Benny. Mise, the second pitcher for the Hawks tonight, throws first pitch to Benny, missing for ball one. Mise came in with runners at first and second and nobody out. In the top of the eighth inning, next pitch misses for ball two and gave up a bases-clearing double to Fukuda. The two runs charged to Arakaki. The next pitch is lined to the gap in right center and deep. Right fielder coming over, center fielder coming over, and it's right fielder Miyagi who makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up designated hitter Lee. Lee had a single and came around to score in the third inning. Otherwise, it struck out twice. Takes first pitch for ball one. The second offering is fouled back to the backstop, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering, change up taken for ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Two down, nobody on here in the top of the ninth inning. Chivalote leading by a score of 4-0. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and into the third base stands. Two and two, now the count. The 2-2 pitch is grounded to Zudeta at first. He tosses over to Mise covering for out number three. So the Marines are retired in order here in the ninth. The Hawks come up down by four. This is their last chance to bring this game, or to bring this series to another game. Going to the bottom of the ninth, the Marines continue to lead by a score of 4-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. December 15th, 2005. The Chibolote Marines are three outs from becoming the Pacific League champions for the first time in 31 years. Kobayashi Masahide is announced as the third pitcher of the night for the Marines. This is following Valentine Kantoku's normal gameplay. Yabuta in the eighth, Kobayashi in the ninth. Kobayashi has saves in four straight games in postseason. He'll be facing numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the Hawk order, Cabrera, Homma, and Inamine. Kobayashi still doing his warm-up pitches. Yabuta, who came in and pitched the 8th, threw one complete inning, allowing no hits, no runs, no base on balls. It was three up, three down. Three fly balls to left field, in fact. For the Marines, defensively, Sabato moved to right field last inning. Franco moved to first base. Benny to left field. And Fukuda was taken out in place of Otsuka, who took center. Now Cabrera comes and stands in. Kobayashi Masahide done with his warm-up pitches. The first pitch, low and away, ball one to Cabrera. Cabrera is 1-for-3 so far tonight. He's flown out to center, flown out to second base, and singled to right center. The second pitch by Kobayashi misses, ball two. Kobayashi has been pretty solid, all except for the first game of Stage 1, although he did get out of that one without giving up a run. The third offering in there for a called strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count to Cabrera. Leading off the bottom of the ninth for the Hawks, who are down by four. The fourth pitch, straight missing, ball three. One strike, three balls, now the count. And the next pitch, straight one in there for a called strike two. Full count now to Cabrera. Cabrera took a full count pitch over the left field wall in the first game of Stage 2. And the next pitch is hit back up the middle past Kobayashi and into center field. base hit. The Hawks have their leadoff runner aboard here in the ninth inning. And we'll have Batista pinch hit for Homma here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The first pitch is taken for a called strike one. Batista against Kobayashi hit 500 with one home run. The second offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Cabrera at first base, Batista at the plate. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hawks trailing by a score of 4-0. They need four here to keep this game going. The next pitch misses way outside. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. And the next pitch is swung on and grounded to the third base side, but the ball cuts foul. Batista, during the regular season, struck out 115 times compared to just 23 base on balls. The fifth pitch is lifted to the right side. Horty turning his back to the plate, going back, and makes the catch for out number one. And we'll have another pinch hitter. Number 55, Omichi. Omichi 0 for 1 so far this series. Marines down to two outs from a victory. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off. Hard line drive foul. And the second offering is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two quick strikes to Omichi. Hawks have a runner at first. One out. The crowd here at Fukuoka Dome is about one-third Marines, two-thirds Hawks. And the third offering is grounded back to Kobayashi, who turns, throws to first, and throws it away! Cabrera rounds second, heads over to third base. And that's the first error we've seen in this series, I believe. Omichi holds at first base on the error by Kobayashi. And And that'll bring up Omada. Omada came in as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning, stayed in center field. The first pitch is swung on and fell back over the backstop and out of play. The Hawks have runners at first and third. One away. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hawks trailing by a score of 4-0. Two outs away from being eliminated. Next pitch misses for ball one. Chibolote Marines, two outs from their first championship in 31 years. The 1-1 pitch misses for ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. The time now 9:01 here at Japan Standard Time. Minute over 3 hours into this game. Next pitch is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two and two now the count. The next pitch is grounded through the right side. Base hit. Cabrera scores from third base. Omichi heads over to second. And the Hawks finally put a run on the scoreboard. The infield gathers at the mound as Lotte's pitching coach heads out there to have a talk with Kobayashi. And Torigoe goes out as a pinch runner, while Kawasaki comes up to the plate. Hawks now have 9 hits on the night, finally putting up a run. Kobayashi's first pitch is swung on and grounded through third and through into left field. And there is being interference called on Imae. The third base umpire says that Imae interfered with Torigoe, the pinch runner who was at second base, coming to third base. And Torigoe is being awarded home. Valentine Kantoku is going out to argue this one. He's saying that Imae was just trying to field the ball. And Torigoe is being called back to third base. It looks like Valentine Kontoko won this argument. The umpire just explained what's going on to the crowd. While Imaya did interfere with the runner, it is ruled that the ball did not go far enough into left field to have normally scored the runner if there were not any interference. So, the runner Torigoe remains at third base. Omura is at second. And Kawasaki, with the base hit to left, is at first. The bases are loaded. The go-ahead run. The winning run. The sayonara run comes up to the plate. And now we're having some rude fans throwing megaphones onto the field, holding action up. Fans protesting the call to keep Torigoe at third base. The Hawks, though, have one run in, and the bases loaded for Taguchi, who came in defensively earlier in the game. And we're having a pinch hitter, Arakane. Is coming in to pinch hit for catcher Taguchi. Arakane started the first game in center field, drew a base on balls, struck out swinging, and drew another base on balls. So, 0 for 1. With two base on balls in the series so far. The first pitch to Arakane has catcher Hashimoto completely fooled. Ball one. And their first championship in 31 years is not that easy. And the second pitch is lined through the left side and into the gap. One run in. Omura rounds third. Two runs in. The Hawks score 3 here in the bottom of the 9th inning to make this a 1-run ball game. Miyagi, number 3 in the order, comes up next. That was just a single to left. Runners at first and second, one out. Three runs in so far. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. Adekunle comes through with two RBIs. And Miyagi grounds the first pitch to the right side. First baseman Franco up with the ball, tosses to Kobayashi covering for out number two. The two base runners advance. One base. So we now have runners at second and third with two down and 0 for 11 Matsunaka coming up to the plate. Do you pitch to Matsunaka or do you take your chances with Zureta? It sounds like Valentine Kantoku has decided to load the bases. Matsunaka is being intentionally walked. Hashimoto stands up, takes one, two, and now three pitches. And there's the fourth. That loads the bases for first baseman Zureta. The fans are warned again to please bear with everybody, as they're starting to throw trash onto the field again. Not a very good thing for the fans to do. I understand their frustration, but... Zureta is 1-for-4 with a double so far tonight. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second. Two down, bottom of the ninth inning. The first pitch by Kobayashi to Zureta misses for ball one. Masahide. Oh, I can't tell you how many times this season I've seen him blow leads. And it's usually when he's got a good lead that he blows it. The next pitch misses, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Zureta. Bases are loaded. The Hawks down by one. Down to their last out. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The third pitch misses, ball three. No strikes, three balls. Zureta most definitely has the go-ahead if the ball's in there. The fourth pitch misses, ball four. Oshidashi. Kawasaki walks home from third base, and we have ourselves a tie ball game. Kobayashi comes in with a 4-run lead and fails to hold his 5th game in a row. That brings up Cabrera. Cabrera led this inning off with a single. And the first pitch of Cabrera is in there for called strike one. All of this because of an error. Throwing error by Kobayashi himself. The second pitch swung on and fouled off. Cabrera up there to hit. Sayonara runner at third base. The third offering, but first Cabrera backs out of the batter's box. The third pitch is grounded to the left side. Shortstop Nishioka up with the ball, tosses to second for the force, and the side is retired. But not before the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks tie this ball game up on 3 hits, an error, an intentional walk, and an Oshidashi four ball. A walk in a run. So we go to the 10th inning here tonight with a tied score of 4-4. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Marines were one out away from the championship when Kobayashi walked Zuretta with bases loaded for the 4th run of the 9th inning, tying this ball game up. So we go to the 10th inning. For the Chibolote Marines, it'll be numbers 8, 9, and 1. Imae, Hashimoto, and Nishioka. We're now 3 hours and 20 minutes into this game. Up until the 9th inning, Lotte pretty much controlled this game. Mise's first offering to Imae. Misses for ball one. No strikes, one ball the count. Misa came in with one out in the seventh inning. Has remained in there since. The next pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. 1-1 the count. Misa's third offering is swung on and grounded to second base. Second baseman is up with the ball, throws to first in time. One away. That'll bring up catcher Hashimoto. No, we're having a pinch hitter for Hashimoto. Valentine Kontoku wanting to take the lead back. In the event of a tie, we will still go to a fourth game because in the event of a tie, the Hawks could still win two, and two wins and a tie would go to the team with the who finishes the regular season with the higher winning percentage. No, it's not a pinch hitter we're going to have. It's a new pitcher. And I'll be right back when I know who that pitcher is. We're in the top of the 10th inning with a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. Bahara takes the mound for the Chibolote Marines. He's the third pitcher of the night for the Hawks, rather, for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Satozaki pinch hits for Hashimoto and takes Bahara's first pitch for ball one. The second offering is swung on a miss, strike one, and the crowd is louder than any time I've heard them all series. And the next pitch, in there for a called strike two. In the catch now for the Hawks is Ryota. The fourth pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Bahada gets pinch hitter Satozaki swinging. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Bahada threw the ball right down the middle. Satozaki, a big swing and a miss. Nishioka, 2-for-4 so far tonight. Takes Bahada's first offering for ball one. And the next offering misses. Ball two. No strikes. Two balls. Ryota takes the place of Miyagi in the number three slot. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Arakane, who came into the game as a pinch hitter, stays in right field. And the next pitch is lined deep to right field. This is fair, it's gone, but it cuts foul. A long foul ball for Nishioka. The next pitch is lifted to the left side. This one's going to be foul. Left fielder coming over, and the ball goes into the stands. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, grounded to the right side. Second baseman Torigoe dives for the ball but does not come up with it. Base hit. So with two outs, the Marines get a base runner aboard. And that'll bring up Hoodie. That was Nishioka's third hit of the evening, Modasho, is the term used for when a batter gets three or more hits in a game. Hoodie so far has struck out, lined out to third, and grounded out to third, then drew a base on balls, later to score there in the eighth inning. Throw over to first base. Nishioka back. At Chiba Marine Stadium, the fans have packed the stadium pretty well, watching the game on the big screen there. The first pitch to Jorge is down low. The throw to second with Nishioka running. And Nishioka has his second stolen base of the night. Torigoya's covering his second base was just a little late. And, of course, Nishioka has speed. Now with a runner at second base. And Hori up to bat. The next pitch swung on and fouled off, evening the count at 1-1. Got a 4-4 ball game in the 10th inning. Two down, runner at second base, Hori at the plate. And Bahada is concerned about Nishioka, steps off the rubber. The third offering to Hori, a slider missing for ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. The Hawks can't afford to lose this one. If they lose it, the Marines become the champions. Next pitch fouled away. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Hori. Bahada taking a very long time in between pitches with a speedy Nishioka at second base after stealing it. A two-out base hit, then stolen base by Nishioka. The fifth pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Jorge goes down swinging for the second time tonight. And that stops the Marines here in the 10th. Bahada comes in, strikes out two. And we go to the bottom of the 10th with this game tied at 4-4. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the 10th inning here at Fukuoka Dome. The Hawks down 4-0 in the 10th inning. Came back with 4 runs on 4 hits. 2 walks, 1 intentional. And 1 very costly error by Kobayashi Masahide. Allowed the Hawks to tie this ballgame up in the ninth. The Marines were one out away from having the championship. We'll see Batista lead off the 10th inning, followed by Torigoe and Omura. Batista came in as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning. Torigoe entered the game as a pinch runner in the ninth, and Omura as a pinch hitter in the seventh. Tsuji comes in to catch for the Chibolote Marines. And no, it's Satozaki. Satozaki remains in the game catching, and Ono comes in to pitch. Batista lifts the first pitch to left field, very high, but foul. One quick strike on Batista. Ono, the fourth pitcher of the night for Lotte. Kobayashi blowing the save, giving up 4 runs in the ninth. Next pitch called, strike 2 to Batista. Ono Shingo on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. The third offering misses for ball 1. 2 strikes, 1 ball. The 2 strike, 1 ball pitch, and Batista holds up for ball 2, evening the count at 2-2. Morozumi comes in to the game this inning in left field, replacing Benny. The 5th pitch misses for ball 3, bringing the count full. The 6th offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Count remains full. Shova pitch is swung on and lined through the left side into left field. Base hit. The sayonara runner is aboard for the Hawks here in the 10th. Runner at first base, nobody out. Tony Goe coming up next. Tony Goe was brought in as a pinch runner for Omichi in the 9th inning. The infield is in, expecting a bunt. The first pitch is bunted right back up to the pitcher. Oh no, up with the ball, looks at second, but throws to first. For out number one, the sacrifice is successful. And we're going to have another pitching change. Fujita comes in to replace Ono here in the bottom of the 10th inning with run out and a runner at second base. We have yet another pitching change. Next up is Omida for the Hawks. And we'll take a short break while Fujita warms up. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in the bottom of the 10th inning. Score tied 4-4. Batista, the sayonara runner for the Hawks, is at second base with one out. Fujita just came in replacing Ono. Here in the 10th inning, Ono threw to two batters, gave up a single, and Tori Goe sacrificed him to second. That's where we stand. Omida comes up to bat for the third time this game. He came in as a pinch hitter in the 7th inning and struck out and singled in that fateful 9th, driving in the first Hawk run. The first pitch is grounded up the middle and past the shortstop into left center field. Batista rounds third and holds. The sayonara runner is now at third base for the Hawks. And that brings us to the top of the order in Kawasaki. Radio announcers are talking of the possibility of a squeeze, but with Batista at third, I don't think that's very likely. Infielders will be playing for the out at the plate. Runners at first and third, one out. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning, sayonara at runner at third base. The first pitch to Kawasaki. With the runner at first on the run, is fouled off by Kawasaki. Omino was on the run on the first pitch. The second pitch is in there for strike two. And Omina steals second without a throw. Runners now at second and third. The third pitch is fouled off. Count remains two strikes, no balls to Kawasaki. The runner at second base doesn't matter. It's the runner at third that does. Two strikes, no balls to count to Kawasaki. Sayonara runner at third base, one out. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning. And the next pitch is grounded through the right side into right field. Base hit. Batista scores from third base. Sayonara! The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks come back from a four-run deficit in the ninth inning to turn this game around, tying the game in the ninth, and winning it in the 10th inning. We'll be going to game four tomorrow, right here at Fukuoka Dome, and also right here at JapaneseBaseball.com. Today's totals for the Chibolote Marines, 4 runs on 8 hits. They committed one very costly error and 3 runners left on base. For the SoftBank Hawks, it was 5 runs on 14 hits. They committed no errors and left 13 on base. The Hawks had so many chances, but it wasn't until that error in the ninth that they were finally able to cash in on them. It was said before even the Cebu series that the team that commits less errors is going to win it. And again, Cebu in that game committed an error, in one of the games, committed an error, and it cost them. For Lotte, this error really came back. You can say if only for only so long. Nonetheless, we'll be going to game four tomorrow. 6 o'clock p.m. Japan Standard Time. The time right now here in Japan is 9:51 p.m. Game took almost 3 hours and 50 minutes. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and hope you can tune in tomorrow, either live or via MP3 replay. Here in stage two, the Chibolote Marines now lead by 2-1. Thank you again for joining me for JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay saying good night.